Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
This episode of Flavors and Knowledge focuses on the regions of Italy as part of a food and travel discovery series. We run cooking tours in Italy, and I'm always excited to share new venues with our listeners. This is probably the most unusual time for tourism because of our issues with the COVID-19, but maybe I'll get you to think about future travel plans. We'll begin with the region of Valle d'Aosta, the smallest territory of the 20 regions in the country. Located between France and Switzerland, and well known for its majestic peaks, one in particular is the Mont Blanc, known also as the Roof of Europe, and of course, the tallest. I'm not sure if you're one of those lucky ones to own the expensive and trend-setting calligraphy pen called appropriately Mont Blanc. The regional food of the area is hearty, creative, and composed of rich mountain flavors. The most important dish is carbonada, a rich beef stew incredibly comforting, especially during the winter months. The dish is based on a Belgian similar dish, also called carbonade, in French of course, which is cooked in beer and tends to be served with fried potatoes. Of course, being Italian, the beer is replaced with rich local red wine, and instead of potatoes, they'll use buttery and creamy polenta as a substitute. Carbonada can also be served on pappardelle, the thick white ribbon pasta you probably already use in your cooking. It can also be served alone, without any accompaniments. The same exact dish is found in Argentinian cuisine, which implies the connection of the local Valdostani who emigrated to the South American country during the early 1900s. I have the recipe for you if you like to make the carbonada. All you would have to do is visit my blog at chefwaltersfinefoods.com/blog. Follow the steps and you will enjoy a smacking lip stew in less than 2 hours. Valle d'Aosta is also known for great salami and a wonderful lard called Harno, usually cooked with boiled potatoes and with the addition of a local seasoned ham called Bosse. The cheeses are also equally excellent, including the renowned fontina, used for many recipes like fondue, which is often served before the typical soup of the Aosta Valley made with cabbage, Savoy cabbage that is, fontina cheese, and stale rye bread, which is truly a satisfying soup. The region also boasts more than 20 wines designated as originating from its territory. Many of them have a French name, due to the proximity of the territories, divided only by tall peaks and very long tunnels. There is also an intriguing biscuit, which is popular there. I personally tasted it on a recent trip, and it's called tegola, which in Italian means rooftop tile. It's made with hazelnuts, sugar, egg whites, 00 flour, with a touch of vanilla flavoring. During the preparation, the dough must be even and quite soft in order to be shaped into thin circular shapes. It is important to know that in some period of the year, the component of hazelnut, characteristic of these sweets, make them sticky because the hazelnuts will absorb the humidity from the environment. This reaction takes place when the percentage of nuts used is sufficiently high, as is strictly required by the vintage recipe. After you made them, keep them in a dry environment, and if you find that they are too hard, just place them in the oven at low temperature, and they will achieve their original crunchiness. Tegole will pair well with a local gelato or a very good hot chocolate spiked with your favorite liqueur. And lastly, just a few words on the breads of the region, which I think are truly different and delicious. One bread of importance is called pan nero, loosely translated into black bread. The region has approximately 50 or so small communities, and in each one of these villages you will find a community bakery where you will take your bread already leavened to be cooked. All you have to do is place a family symbol on top of the bread to distinguish it from the others. And so families take turns baking this wheat and rye bread, usually at the beginning of the harsh and snowy winters. The bread is lightly leavened, and different ingredients are added according to family recipes. Some families add chestnuts, cumin, dry fruits, and other ingredients such as pumpkin seeds. When the bread is freshly made, it releases an unusual fragrance with a distinctive aroma, and once it hardens, it can still be used for a few extra days. Actually, in the region, many of the families own a special tool called copapan, a sort of a guillotine which runs into the hard surface bread and breaks it off. The stale pieces are then used, dipped in broth for lunch, in milk for a hearty breakfast, or as an accompaniment to the rich stew such as carbonade we previously mentioned. And just like many foods created during harsh economic times, nothing gets wasted, and these types of frugal behaviors are handed down to future generations. Valle d'Aosta showcases plenty of evidence of the region's rich feudal history, which offers visitors the opportunity to follow an incredibly engaging and interesting route. It is also known as the region of castles. The most famous is the Castle of Feni, which looks austere at first, but is in fact a collection of the best defense techniques of the time. Its refined interiors reveal the wealth of its former occupants. Other beautiful castles are the Castle of Isonier, Sarriot, Sarre, Saint-Pierre, and Ussel, to name just of the most visited. The road plotted by the castles leads to, of course, Aosta, the actual main city, a mix of Roman and medieval history and enriched by picturesque traditions. This essentially Roman city shows some visible signs of the period, with important monuments such as the Arch of Augustus, the Praetorian Gate, and the city walls, on which you can walk, taking a long and pleasant stroll for almost the entire length. Another point of interest is the Cathedral of Santa Maria Assunta, with prominent archaeological excavations under the floors, and other churches such as St. Orso Collegiate Church, which dates back to the 11th century. Another interesting event is the annual fair that takes place every year in Aosta at the end of January, and is dedicated to Saint Orso, as well as a rich local tradition. Thousands of tourists fill the decorated streets of the old town, which shows off the oldest crafts of the Aosta Valley. From elaborate sculptures in clay to woodwork, wrought iron, and many more artistical offerings for every request. And so, dear friends, on your next vacation planning, keep in mind this wonderful region. I think you'll enjoy mostly the Italian and French cultures so well intertwined in the small territory. And of course, the food and the wines will sweep you away. This is all about Valle d'Aosta for this episode. tune in to our podcast as we travel to another region of Italy to discover the best they have to offer, and hopefully help you in deciding which places to visit next. Follow us on YouTube under the search of Chef Walter's Cooking School, and connect with us if you have a topic you might want to explore. And so, keep your eyes on the fire, and we'll chat with you next time. Ciao, ciao.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Walter's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalterscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walter's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalter.com.